Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. This show features some of the films that have used San Francisco's unique qualities as a location. I hope you enjoy the show. That's the theme music by Patrick Williams from The Streets of San Francisco, an incredibly successful US crime series of the 70s starring Carl Malden and Michael Douglas. No city has stamped itself onto film with such authority as San Francisco. Its unique features have attracted filmmakers from day one, and especially those making thrillers and film noir. Perhaps it's that rolling fog that can come out of nowhere to envelop the city in just a few minutes as a mysterious adversary. In Fog Over Frisco in 1934, Betty Davis, a rich girl looking for kicks, gets into some underworld dealings until things spiral out of control for her. Here she is persuading her fiancé, who works in a bank, to accept some stolen bonds.
Really, I was anxious about you last night, darling.
I'm perfectly fit, thanks. Frightfully worried.
Arlene, you haven't started that again.
Now don't stop moralizing.
I swore I'd never touch another stolen bond, and I mean it. I've been going crazy trying to get rid of all that stuff in the vault now.
Truly, sweetheart, I was forced into this.
Well, that's what you told me 2 years ago when you first started this. Arlene, you tricked me time and time again, and I won't stand for it.
Honestly, this is the end.
Oh, that's what you've said so many times.
Darling, you've got to help me this time because I'm in a jam.
Darling, how did you get tangled up in this racket anyway?
Well, I went into it with my eyes open. You can't imagine the terrific thrill out of walking around under the nose of the police, carrying hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of loot.
In 1936, Clark Gable and Spencer Tracy competed for the affections of Jeanette MacDonald in the drama San Francisco, which portrayed the famous earthquake of 1906 on celluloid. Considering it was 1936, the special effects were fantastically realistic. The film was the top grosser of the year and cost a staggering $1.3 million to make. Here's Jeanette MacDonald singing the title song from the movie.
San Francisco,
Clark Gable and Jeanette MacDonald did not get on, and he would eat garlic before a kissing scene just to upset her. Bette Davis returns to Frisco in The Sisters in 1938. She plays one of three daughters of a pharmacist out of Silver Bow, Montana, when Errol Flynn rides into town and carries her off to the romance of San Francisco. Again, the earthquake features in the plot. Here's Richard Crook's version of O Susanna. In Dark Passage in 1947, Humphrey Bogart hides out there after a jailbreak and receives cosmetic surgery to aid his escape, helped, of course, by Lauren Bacall. There are plenty of location shots in this movie. And in The Lady from Shanghai the same year, Orson Welles delivered his classic mirrors sequence from Playland at the Beach, the amusement area which was closed in 1972. Here's Too Marvelous for Words, sung by Joe Stafford from Dark Passage.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that'll stand by amorous. It's all too wonderful, I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much and just too so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
In 1950s, The Man Who Cheated Himself, Lee J. Cobb, a cop, gets into a terrible jam trying to protect his society girlfriend in a murder case. Also that year, Woman on the Run has Anne Sheridan running all over the city looking for her husband, who witnessed a murder one night while walking his dog, and has the police and the killer after him. Great locations and dialogue throughout, although the roller coaster scenes are from Santa Monica. The following year, The House on Telegraph Hill spins a great noir mood as a concentration camp survivor, played well by Valentina Cortez, tries to impersonate her dead friend to gain passage to America and discovers some rich relatives in San Francisco. Historic landmark Julius's Castle, a restaurant for 87 years, was used as the exterior of the family home. It's now closed, but is due to reopen soon. Sol Kaplan wrote a beautiful, mysterious score, which was conducted by Alfred Newman. In 1952, Jack Palance, playing an actor, romances Joan Crawford, a successful writer, for her fortune in Sudden Fear, shot mostly in San Francisco. Then in 1958 came the daddy of them all, Hitchcock's Vertigo, in which James Stewart recreates his lost love as Kim Novak. Hitch's camera work as Stewart wanders over the city is breathtaking. Here's Bernard Herrmann's classic score for the film, considered by many to be Hitchcock's greatest achievement. San Francisco is America's gateway to the East, and Chinatown is the biggest Chinese enclave outside Asia. The port provides the perfect backdrop for drug smuggling, and that same year, 1958, Don Siegel made The Lineup, starring Eli Waller, curiously as a psychopath, involved in killing the heroin carriers. The love affair with Frisco continued into the 60s, first with an atypical Blake Edwards noir, Experiment in Terror, starring Glenn Ford and Lee Remick in 1962. Here's Henry Mancini's excellent theme. That same year, Burt Lancaster starred as Birdman of Alcatraz with an Elmer Bernstein score. Here's the main theme. Thank you. Then came Lee Marvin in Point Blank in 1967, followed closely by Steve McQueen in Bullet in 1968, both using the city as the location for their crime worlds. Steve McQueen's car chase is one of the definitive modern cinema sequences. Here's The Way to Heaven by Johnny Mandel from Point Blank. In 1971, Clint Eastwood took over as Dirty Harry, the success of which spawned a series of crime thrillers set in the city throughout the 70s. Here's Lalo Schifrin's classic theme from the original movie. We'll be right back. In 1979, Paul Schrader exposed the seedier side of the city in Hardcore with a great performance by George C. Scott, who discovers his daughter has been enticed into the world of pornography and goes to San Francisco to look for her. Here's some of Jack Nitzsche's score. This is by no means a definitive list, just a taste of what the film world has created using the magnificent city of San Francisco as its inspiration. Fisherman's Wharf, the Embarcadero, Alcatraz Island, Coit Tower, the Golden Gate Bridge, Chinatown, Nob Hill, etc., etc., etc. I'll leave you as we started with the theme from The Streets of San Francisco.